more. It's easy to think of acne as a teenage problem, but adults also battle with their skin. And unfortunately, it's not just our faces that are affected by these breakouts. Bacne is the term often used to describe acne on the body, and specifically the back. It may be less common than facial acne, but it affects thousands of teenagers, men and women, regardless of their age. Body acne typically appears on the upper back, chest or buttocks, and like the facial one, it may be caused by a variety of different factors. So how to prevent and treat body acne, I guess that's the question. Corin Bester from Lamell Research Laboratories shares more. Welcome, Corin. Great to have you.
Good morning. How are you, Clarence?
I'm really great and really keen to glean from you how I can turn the bacne on the top half of my back.
Body, yes.
Top half of my back specifically. And apparently these kind of issues happen more so in winter. Is that correct?
It's more common. Well, firstly, I think it's more common than we know because it's easily hidden. So we cover it with our clothing. When we're more covered with our clothing as well, we don't have as much sun exposure.
Sure.
And sun exposure actually affects your immunity. So that's why you have less acne when you're in the sun.
Oh.
Which is, yes. So it's not necessarily just because you've got clothes against it. Of course, clothing can rub the skin as well, and that will change how the skin exfoliates. You also, because you've got clothing on your body, the sebum actually gets stuck on the clothing, so the oiliness, and that can increase it. But also, when we're in the sun actually is a good treatment for acne. I'm not saying tanning, don't burn, no sunbathe, but just being in the sun a little bit can help to treat acne.
Yeah, and it's not as if we live in places where there's no sun at winter. We're going to have enough great days for some sunshine on the body, I guess. So what are the common causes of body acne?
So just a little interesting fact. Why do we get acne on our bodies, and specifically on the top of your back and chest and not on your neck or your tummy? And that's because there are more pores there, and because there are more pores, there's more sebaceous glands. Those are the glands that make sebum, or the oiliness of the skin.
Yeah.
And so firstly, the trigger is very much hormonal. So it happens when there's hormones, when there are more male-free hormones available in your bloodstream, and those trigger the sebaceous glands to make it more oily. So that's the major challenge. But then we also have the fact that sometimes some of the cosmetic products that we might be using on our hair, for instance, they contain silicones that are there to make your hair more flowy and beautiful. But if you don't, if they then wash down onto the body, they can cause blockages. So we want to make sure that you wash your hair and then your body, so that you're just removing those, because those silicones that you need in your hair, you don't need on your back. It can also be, and we saw this when we were wearing masks. I hate to remind us about COVID, but when we were wearing masks, a lot of people got more breakouts on their faces. And that's because clothing rubs, and the masks were rubbing. And what happens is it exfoliates, but it doesn't remove those cells properly. And that then causes blockage of the pores as well.
Okay.
So it's also important that we wear clean clothing, and that we remove the sebum that sometimes can get trapped in our clothing as well. Of course, sweating, exercise, and that's an interesting one, because we're not sure if it's the sweat or if it's the exercise, because the exercise, we're sometimes stressing our bodies, and that will sometimes trigger the adrenals to be more active, which can then lead to more male hormones also being produced. So that can also cause breakouts on the body parts as well.
Am I hearing you correctly? Is bacne or body acne different to facial acne?
No, it's the same. It's the same causes. So we have the same things happening. It's oiliness. It's cells not shedding properly. We've got bacteria. So on our bodies, we carry around a veritable zoo of bacteria with us that are healthy, that keep us healthy. But when you feed them well with sebum and you give them some dead skin to live on, they proliferate. Mm. And then it becomes pathological. Then it becomes a disease. And it's a condition. It's not a disease. It's not something that necessarily always needs medicine. And when the blockage then happens, then that can cause the pimple to actually break into the bottom layers of the skin. And that then causes the inflammation and the pain and the discomfort. Now, if you already have a tendency for your body to have a little bit more of an overzealous inflammatory response, some of us have genes that are activated, then that those become very sore, hard anal pimples. And that can happen where there are more hair follicles and more sebaceous glands. So it's the same causes. It's just they're different because we're wearing clothing over top of it to a certain extent. So there'll be other triggers that are not necessarily applicable to the face.
I found a name for it. Thanks to Corin Bester. Anal pimples, medical trainer
and
Mel Research Labs. But you also talk about if there's like enough dead skin for the stuff to feed on. Am I just not washing enough? How many times in a day must I bath?
No, please don't. Times a day. Wash your body once a day. If you need to and you're sweating, wash it again. And that's also very important because you have to find a balance between over cleansing. So what we sometimes find is that people with acne and body knee and even acne will try and get rid of the sebum. So they'll wash their face more often. Now, even water can, so there's a difference between sebum, which lies on top of the skin, which is a different oil, to the actual oils that we find in between the cells of the top layer of the skin or the cornea. Now, you can wash away the sebum, but also wash away what's called the barrier or the lipid bilayer. And when you wash away lipid bilayer, the skin becomes dry and then the enzymes can't do their work and then you're triggering more acne. So you don't want to dry out your skin, but you just want to rinse and cleanse it mildly so that you're keeping the skin intact, but you're removing the dirt off the skin that's in excess. So we can't sterilize. I often get these therapists who are like, but how can we sterilize our bodies? No, please don't.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to kill the bacteria that need to be there. You want to make sure it's clean. You're removing the excess cells that are coming off. You're removing the sebum, but you're not overdoing it with your cleansing.
Yeah, so you can't do what Trump has suggested, just intravenously take some Dettol and your COVID is gone.
I didn't laugh like that.
No, you didn't. Absolutely
didn't.
That
was really uncomfortable.
You're going to have to listen to that laugh on the podcast. It will be shared. It's an infectious laughter. We need more of your laughter. Corin Bester, medical trainer at Lamel Research Labs. We're talking body acne and facial acne, just making sense of it all. So I think you've touched on some of that effective prevention strategies for body acne. But should we be circumspect about the soaps or whatever we are lathering with?
I think that you need soap because you need to lift the oils off your skin. But it's important that you wash them off properly and that you then replace what you've removed. So it's still important to use a light hydrator or moisturizer on your body. When you do have acne, we're going to look at ingredients that specifically help with removing of the oils, help with removing of the dead skin, gives you a little bit more support on exfoliation, things like salicylic acid we like to use. We also, if you do get those anal pimples, we're going to add ingredients that maybe even from inside. I love to give oral supplements for acne because it is something that we know the inflammation is triggered from inside your body. So you want to use an oral supplement that has zinc in it. Vitamin B3 is also fabulous for that, and that combination is good. But yes, you need to cleanse, but not over cleanse. I think it's more about how you use the product than the actual product itself.
Gotcha. Although there's quite a couple of messages in via WhatsApp, so I'm going to go there and maybe some quick fire responses from you, if that is at all possible. The shop cheap soaps are acidic. That sounds like a statement. Is there truth in it? And what's wrong with an acidic soap?
Not always. And acidic is better than alkaline.
Oh, okay. So is there something you got to read? Is there fine print that you got to read when you're buying a soap?
I think most of our soaps are actually more pH balanced than not. I think there are soaps that strip. So if you're going to use Green Bar, And you're going to use things that are supposed to be used for, like the Dettol, that, you know, Dettol was actually developed clean toilets, not skin. And I'm not sorry, brand name. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. But it's once again how you use it. It's very difficult to look at the ingredient listing and go, ah, this is not good.
Okay.
It's about how
I've
you
got
use
plenty.
It.
I got plenty here. So try and make it a quick fire response so that we can answer. Please ask the guests how one best treats acne on the buttocks. Anonymous, and somebody else says, what about buttony? I think it's related.
It's all related. Go and look for products that are specifically related to body. We've got products that are for large areas, and they have the ingredients in that we would use in face, actually in a milder form. So there is specific body treatment available.
I will never use shop soaps. It dries my skin and makes it itchy.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay. Heather writes, I know when I have eaten too much chocolate because I get a breakout.
Yes. Can happen. Sugar is related to is one of the only things that's related to breakouts.
How do I remove a single hard red? It sounds like an ana below the skin pimple on my thigh.
I would take that to the doctor.
Oh, okay. So there comes a time when Lamelle is not going to be the solution.
Mm-mm. No, single hard big red thing on a thigh. That keeps on coming back, probably needs to have, it needs to be surgically, or not surgically removed, but it needs to be opened up by a medical professional.
Okay. We're going to have to wrap it there. It is 10:30. We've got to go to news. But thank you for the insights. It's been illuminating, Corin Bester.
As always.
Medical trainer at Lamelle Research Labs. You might want to go to their website, Lamelle, LAMELLE.co.za.